Whispers in the dark, two shadows in the night.
The Connie Boswell Show with Buddy Lester, Lloyd Schaefer, his orchestra, yours truly, Jack McCarthy, and here's Connie herself.
I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down, never more roam, and make that San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, I'm gonna make new friends, where the west begins and the sunset ends. 'Cause I've decided where yours truly should be, and that's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe and stable. She will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas, Lord, he made us a promise, he will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting that trail to the cow country. Now you can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make that San Fernando Valley my home. I think that I'm safe and steady. She will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas, he made us a promise, he will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting that trail to the cow country. Now you can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more to roam. I'm gonna make that valley my home, sweet home. Fernando Valley, my home. Thank you, folks. Thank you. And thank you, Lloyd. You know, friends, Lloyd Schaefer is our new conductor.
Say, Connie, where have you been all afternoon? I've called you at the house and you weren't in.
Well, Jack, I was down at the library. You know, we got a new icebox yesterday.
Well, what has an icebox got to do with the library?
Well, Jack, it's like this. When they moved the old icebox out, they found 6 cents in nickels and dimes, a couple of old popsicle sticks, and a library book that was overdue. About 3 years.
Well, did you take out any more books?
Yes, I did, Jack. I got a couple on apples, peaches, pears, plums, and bananas.
Well, what do you want them for, Connie?
Well, someone told me to read Strange Fruit. But I'll tell you one thing I did find down there, Jack.
What was it, Connie?
Well, I found a copy of my next song. How blue the night, how long the day. With you away, how strange it seems, just living in dreams. I'm left in the moonlight. But where did the moon go? The stars on high that used to burn are standing by for your return. Until there's a moon above me. What if there's an autumn breeze? If you aren't here to love me, what good are things
song, Connie. Love that song.
Yeah, sure enough. Well, just a bit of a ditty I cooked up, Jack.
Well, don't tell me you found that in the library.
Well, I sure did. And guess what else I found in that library?
What?
Buddy Lester.
Buddy Lester in the library?
Mm-hmm.
Why, that's like Eleanor Roosevelt visiting the White House. Well, what was he doing? Reading a copy of How to Win Money and Influence Slot Machines?
No, but believe it or not, Mr. Lester was digging through a copy of William Shakespeare.
Lester reading Shakespeare? Say, Lloyd Schaefer, did you hear that? Buddy Lester is interested in Shakespeare.
Shakespeare? What race is he running in?
Never mind, Jack. Listen, we'll get the lowdown now because here he is now, the great Lester.
Hello, Connie. Hello, Jack. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him well. I knew him well.
Pipe the voice on that boy.
Hey, buddy, what's wrong with your voice?
Well, it may interest you to know there happens to be a part for me in a legitimate drama. And I, mind you, not Adolf, mind you, but I am becoming an actor.
That's all. I've heard everything. You, an actor?
Laugh if you will. Go on, laugh at me. Laugh at me. It's about time I got a laugh around here.
That would be a novelty.
I can't help it, buddy. But you, an actor, that I can't see.
Miss Boswell, acting has always been my secret ambition. Just listen. The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. Now, what do you think of my secret ambition?
I think you ought to keep it a secret. Now, look, buddy, Why don't you forget the whole thing? Why, you'd be lost on the stage.
That's right, buddy. You have no stage presence.
Are you kidding? I'll have you know, the last time I appeared before the public, women screamed. Girls fainted. If you don't believe me, ask Sinatra. He was standing right next to me.
Buddy, why don't you stop kidding yourself? Why, you haven't had any experience.
Connie, do you remember that wonderful production, Rain?
I sure do. Well, what'd you do in it?
I sold umbrellas. And not only that, when I went to high school, I had the leading role in the high school graduation play.
Did you do a good job?
Did I do a good job? I won a scholarship to a reform school. Flash, flash, Alcatraz. Hello, Dad.
That's all well and good, buddy, but what Connie means is that you ought to have some professional experience.
Well, Jack, I was in a Broadway play, The Corn is Green. Of course, when I joined the show, they changed the title.
What'd they call it?
Corn, that's all.
Now, wait a minute, buddy. I saw that show, and I don't seem to remember seeing you in it.
Oh, of course, I joined it in the second year.
But the show only ran 1 year.
No wonder the theater was so dark. It scared me.
Buddy, tell me, have you been in any legitimate play lately?
Well, not exactly, Connie, but they wanted me in Oklahoma. Yeah, and 4 other states, too. What a publicity job. Had my picture in every post office. That's what they used to call me. Public pinup boy, number 1,475,968. But believe me, if I'm not a good actor, I should get speechless.
Ladies and gentlemen, this pause is not for station identification.
So, you can't talk, eh?
Oh, who are you?
Lingual RF Dumbfuddle.
RF? What does the RF stand for?
Racing form.
Racing form?
Yeah, when I was born, my mother thought she was getting a little dope.
Well, what brought you here?
Well, Mr. Pester...
Wait a minute. The name is Lester. My dear sir, I wish you take particular pains with the precise pronunciation of my cognomen.
Oh, what you say!
Look, bud, would you mind telling me what you want here?
Well, Mr. Fester, I understand you want to be a dramatic actor, and I'm here to help you.
You're here to help me? How?
I'm a diction teacher.
A diction teacher? Are you kidding? With a voice like that?
Uh-huh.
Hey, do you always speak like that?
Only when I'm talking. And I want you to repeat this exactly like me. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Okay.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Where'd you ever get a voice like that?
Lenley's.
Well, you gotta get round tones in your voice. Make it sound like a bell. Keep your mouth oval shaped.
Oh, I see. You mean like this?
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
I don't hear the bell.
The bell is out of order. I'm using a buzzer.
Try it again like this. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Pickled peppers. Pickled peppers. Well, have you anything to say?
Gee, I like a corned beef sandwich.
No! I'll try to show you what I mean. When a person talks, he must remember that his voice starts not from his throat, but from his stomach. It must then pass from the stomach up through the throat, causing a vibration. And then project to the audience. See what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean. But whatever happened to Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper? I don't know.
Thank you.
Shaver. That was a real holiday for strings. Friends, now comes a very special request from some of the boys in the Aleutian Islands. Boys, I'm kind of glad you selected this song, because it happens to be one of my favorites, too. So here it is, June Night. Just give me a June night, the moonlight, and you in my arms with all your charms, neath stars above, and we'll make love. I'll hold you. Hold you, then dreams will come true. So give me your moonlight, a June night, and you. My skies are blue, I'm happy too. And all because I met you. Oh, my heart's afire. Love you inspire. I have but one desire, and that's to hold you, enfold you. Then, darling, you will make my dreams come true. So give me a lovely June night, a pretty moonlight, and you. You know, Jack, I feel sort of sorry for Lester. I think I'm going to help him.
Well, how?
Well, you'll see. Say, Buddy, come over here, will you?
Yeah, Connie.
Say, Buddy, listen, I want to tell you something. I believe in you, and, well, I think you could become a great actor. All you need is a chance. Now, I've got a little Russian sketch here. How'd you like to do it with me?
Ah, Russia. I'll never forget the time I played with the Moscow Art Players.
Oh, just a second, Buddy. You played with the Moscow Art Players?
Yeah, Pinochle, 400, high double, two spades. Oh.
Listen, Buddy, I don't believe that you can play a Russian character, really.
Oh, no? I'll have you know that I am an actor, first and last.
You may be an actor first, but you'll never last.
Oh, yeah?
Now, wait a minute, Jack. Let's not quarrel. Let's see what Buddy can do. Here's the play. You set the scene, will you, Buddy?
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, Connie Boswell presents a stirring drama about Russia, entitled Borscht is Thicker Than Water. And we wish to announce that any similarity between the characters of this play to anyone living or dead is better off. Our scene takes place on the banks of the Volga. We find Konya, the little Russian peasant girl, played by Connie Boswell, running her fingers through the hair of her lover, Bodya Lestervich, who is tall, dark, with built-in eyebrows. Hey, that's me. Misha the Fisher, his rival, is played by Jack McCarthy. And during intermission, the Army and Navy will have a domino tournament in the lobby.
Ah, Budger, mine sweet. How does it feel when I am running mine fingers through your hair?
Ah, wonderful. But it'll feel even better if you'll put the hair back on my head. Ah, my sweet Petunia. You remember those wonderful nights we spent on the banks of the Volga?
Ah, yes. Those were the bank nights.
Give me a kiss, mine sweet.
Wow!
Brother, where'd you learn to kiss like that?
I used to be a bugler in the Boy Scouts.
Ah, Konya,
Oh, Honya.
My little Bonya.
You got Monya?
Don't be funny. Ah, my darling. Marry me, and I will give you everything you want. Your heart desires anything you want. Furs, diamonds, cars, servants, yachts. And after 2 years...
Yes, yes.
I'll even let you keep the stuff. I can just picture us now, getting married in Iceland.
But why in Iceland?
Well, didn't you once tell me it'd be a cold day in July before you'd marry me? That's what you said it.
But, Bodje, I cannot marry you. I must marry Monsieur the Fisher.
And who is this Monsieur the Fisher?
Oh, he is a very fast-traveling man.
A fast-traveling man? I thought you said he was with the Red Army.
He is, but you know how fast the Red Army travels these days.
So this Monsieur is a traveling man. I have also traveled. I have been to Minsk, Pinsk, Sevastopol, Simferopol, Leningrad, Stalingrad, Rostov, Kharkov, Omsk, Bryansk, but never again.
Never again what?
Never again will I sit up all night learning those names. Besides, what is this Monsieur got that I haven't got?
Buddy, please, this is only a half-hour program.
I would like to meet this Monsieur the Fisher.
Well, here he comes now.
Well, no. Is it Monsieur the Fish you're after, Corn?
Wait a minute, Jack. You're supposed to be Russian.
What for? I'm in no hurry.
No, I mean a Russian accent.
Well, I don't know how to be a Russian. I'm an Irishman, and I play the part the way I see fit.
Yeah, but who ever heard of an Irish Russian?
An Irish Russian? Didn't you ever hear of that Irish Russian general, Timoshenko?
Now, wait a minute. Hold on, boys. You know, you're forgetting the play.
Oh, yeah, the play. Yeah. Ah, darling, all my life I have worked hard for you on the river. You must marry me.
But, sweetheart, I'm the one for you because I have money.
And I have money.
And I have a house.
And I have a house.
And I have brains.
And I have a house. I should have quit when I was ahead.
I can't seem to make up my mind. I don't know which one of you to marry. Ah, I have an idea. I'll ask my father.
Your father? Ivan the Terrible? No, not him. I can't face him. Ivan the Terrible.
But I must have his consent. Father, oh, father.
Yes, my widow, Babushka.
That's Ivan the Terrible? That's Ivan more terrible than I thought.
Father, I have a problem.
What am I? Your father or Mr. Anthony?
Father, should I marry Monsieur the Fisher or Buddy Lestovich?
I don't know. I'm all mixed up, too. Wouldn't it be better if we asked my father? Father, oh, father, what do you say?
Now, friends, here's a little thought I'm sure we all have right about now. It's called I'll Be Seeing You. I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces. All day through, in that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Company, we bid you all good night. This is the Blue Network.
A transcription.
Sure, have another smoke. But first, pop a Luden's in your mouth to cool your throat. Refresh your taste. Either kind, Luden's menthol cough drops or Luden's honey licorice cough drops. You can get them anywhere for just 5 cents a box.
WJZ, New York.